Schaefer Show on Q105.
Man, do I like that Imagine Dragons tune right there, man. That's a good record. I'll have to pick that up on cassette. 8:48. 12 before 9 o'clock here at Q105. Showers and thunderstorms likely, high of 68. Cloudy with occasional showers tomorrow, high 65. 61 at the Q105. 419-240-1055. What are the things that you do, your OCD, and you just can't stop doing it? I mean, there are things that you know, I just got to do it. And if I don't do it a certain way at the right time, it just drives me nuts. That's why the drone had to come down yesterday. At all costs, it had to come down.
Is this weird? I make lists, like to-do lists. And then if there's something that I do that I forgot to put on the to-do list, I will write it down and then cross it out like it was there the whole time.
Oh, my gosh. That is freaky weird. Susie, isn't that even weird for you, you know, OCD
like,
queen?
No, but it helps you. You feel accomplished. Like, oh, I got one thing done off my list.
That's cheating. That's cheating.
Well, like, right, like, it wouldn't even have been on my list, but I did it. And it just, I don't know why.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. I do. I will write it down, whatever I did, you know, dishes or whatever. I'll write it down, and then I'll cross it off because I did it.
Oh, my gosh. To-do lists are the things that you need to do.
I will put that on the to-do list. I will write to-do list.
Then you need to change the name of yours to already done it list once I remember it.
Till I'm to done.
Oh, my gosh. I never knew that about you, Tricia. That's pretty darn funny. All right, let's go to the phones. Pharmacy Chris has now graduated to get his own music. Chris, you're on the queue. What do you got, dude?
You know me.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, ass hat?
Hey, living the dream.
I got a couple things for you.
All right.
Well, number one, my first OCD thing that I can't stop doing is calling your damn show.
That's okay. We like
love
that.
I love that.
So but I like that. So I mean, like that doesn't make me weird. But now this is my weird thing.
All right. What is it?
If somebody leaves time on the microwave. Like, let's say they open it up, you know, and there's, like, 13 seconds left.
Right.
And they just leave that time. They don't hit clear. Drives me absolutely insane. I was actually this weekend, I was at my girlfriend's, and she had a couple, like, a little bit of time. And I just turned around, and I was like, you are a savage. And she was like, what did I do? And I just pointed. I just pointed at it, and she was like, oh, my God. She said, would you just let it go? And I was like, can't you just hit clear? Just so I can see the time again?
How hard is it?
That just drives me nuts.
I totally get that.
And then the last thing that my ex-wife couldn't do, that her OCD thing, was she couldn't stop cheating on me. So.
Oh! And there you go. He dropped the mic and he's off the show. The OCD thing she couldn't do is cheat. Oh, my gosh. Never saw that one coming. Oh, he's good. All right, the other Joe. Hello, Joe. You're on the queue. What do you got?
Morning, everybody. I've got a OCD that my wife does. It's similar to what Trish does. My wife is in charge of all the bills, and I let her do that with great joy. But if she's doing all the bills, she could be three-quarters of the way through. If she messes something up, she crinkles the whole thing up, throws away, starts over fresh.
Yep.
I'm
that way too.
What's wrong with just crossing it off or making a little note on the side? Like, oh, forgot to add this one in here. She's got, nope, got to start the whole thing over.
Oh,
I don't
my
get it, but you know, she's got a message of the madness.
That is madness. All right, Joe, we'll let you know if you win, dude. Thanks.
All right, thanks, bye.
See you, bye. Joe. All right, now back to you, Tricia. So,
what
was it last week, Susie? We said, hey, The Bachelorette is going to be starting. One of us has to watch it, and I won't do it because, you know, my brain cells have been destroyed forever. And Susie's like, well, I ain't got time for that. And Trisha's like, well, I'm not doing it. And then we just kind of nominated. And you fought us.
I did.
You watched the opening episode, 3 hours?
I think it was two hours, and I watched an hour and a half.
So you finally watched the last half hour last night. And now you are all in, and you are hooked. And correct me if I'm wrong, you're a bit giddy over it.
You know, here's the thing. I was again. I called it slave trade. I said it was terrible. It was awful, and I will fully admit that I still feel that way. It is terrible. It is awful, and I can't stop watching it because I want to see what happens. I can't help it. I watched it last night, the second half. I watched it not because I had to, because I knew how it ended. because we had talked about it.
Right.
Yeah, so I knew who was going to stay and who was going to go and stuff, but I wanted to see how it all happened and shook out and broke down. And I know. Now, I think a little less of myself.
But no,
I basically sold my soul because, you know, I kind of need to see it. And now I want to know, and I care.
Here's the thing, though.
I care. I want her to find somebody, and I want it to be Peter.
The thing is,
I want Peter to be good. I don't want him to be
like
a jerk.
Well, so does she.
I don't want...
Good bottle.
Right? But then I saw the promo with her kissing all the guys, and I'm like, wait, stop the madness. You can't do that.
She said she wasn't going to kiss everybody.
I know, but...
Well, wait a minute. Does that bother you when the guys are kissing with all the girls?
Yeah.
When Nick Vile was kissing all the different women,
yeah.
It's the same thing. Don't be hypocrite.
No.
But here's the thing. There's a likability factor to her isn't on some of the other ones.
When do I like her?
She's very likable. Some of the other ones are just wenches.
Like the wrestler guy. He's so normal
Kenny.
Real and sweet. Kenny.
I do like Kenny.
Mm-hmm. He's just got this great smile, and he's a big teddy bear, and he's got a little girl that's 10, mm-hmm. and she wants him to find somebody, and I want them to have a happy ending. And
so does he.
I'm just a girl at heart. That's all there is to it.
All right, let's go to Casey with an OCD story. Hello, Casey. You're on the queue. What do you got?
Well, I have two OCD issues.
One
is in the car, the radio volume has to be an even number.
Sorry.
I cannot handle it if it's on an odd number, and I don't know why.
You can't leave it on 7 or 9. It's got to be
10
or 12.
That's terrible.
That is so funny. I've never heard of that before.
I can't handle it. I just cannot handle it.
Isn't it strange?
And then,
do you ever wonder how that came to be? How you just kind of looked at it and noticed, go, oh, no, it's got to be on 8. Cannot be on 7.
I have no idea. And I have only had a couple cars that have had, like, numbers that you could see, you know. But, no, I can't handle it.
Yeah, gas pumps are the same way for me. Like,
gas
costs number has even. To be, like, an even number. It can't be, like, you know, 2656 or something.
It has to be, like,
no, I got to round up.
Yeah,
you know,
it's got to
like
be 60, 2660.
Right, 60. Yeah.
You know what I do? This will drive you nuts. Whenever I go to the gas station, when it's full and it stops, that's it.
Oh,
I don't,
no.
Nothing
no.
else. I go, I just
I do
put
that.
It in the machine. Whatever it is, I put it back in.
What if
and
it's an odd cent?
Doesn't matter.
Oh,
doesn't matter.
No.
That'll drive you crazy.
Oh, that does drive
All right,
me
what's
crazy.
Your other now one,
my,
Casey?
My other one is blankets. I don't know if you guys have them, like, on your couch mm-hmm. in the wintertime or whatever, house blankets that people can cover up with. They, if they're not being in use, they have to be folded
just
corner
right.
to corner, like, perfect. They have to look perfect. They cannot be crazy. But here's the nuts part. Like, my house can be a total disaster area, but if the blanket is put away like it needs to be, I'm totally fine.
Right.
Socks can be on the floor, whatever. But the blanket has to be perfectly folded.
Casey, that's so funny. I'm the same way. We have a we have a blanket.
Like a throw blanket.
We have a throw blanket. It's one that Paul and his Trisha gave us. And it says dream big on it. And I have to have it folded so that you can see the dream. Like the whole word.
Exactly.
Like it has to be. And if like one little corner is like turned up at the end at the foot of the chaise lounge that we put it on, and I got to fix it. I can't.
I am exactly the same way. We have a deer blanket and the deer face has to be out. If the deer face is not out, I will refold the blanket. And usually the whole time I'm like, oh, I can't be able to fold this the right
way. Yeah, and I will go to the trouble to also put a throw blanket on the other couch in the house, but it has to look like...
Oh, my gosh, that is so awesome.
It has to look deliberately messy. Like, it's got to look like a natural throw. You know, it's got to be just so...
Oh,
wow. All right, Casey, we'll let you know if you win. You got her number, right?
Yes.
She's in the running. Thanks,
Casey.
See ya. That is very bizarre. Hold on a second. There's something struck me in that little conversation. You and Paul are close enough where he got you a blanket?
Yeah.
It was one of the, like, last year.
Like a housewarming thing?
It was like a birthday thing, I think, or something, or Christmas, when we exchanged.
Kenny, it's not just any blanket. It says dream big.
And it was really super, and it has to stay upstairs. There's, like, blankets I have that are my favorite throws, and they have to stay upstairs. They can't go in the basement with the boys because then they get stinky.
I mean, a blanket is something that is, you know...
It's just
kind of
throw.
Personal, you think?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I didn't realize that your relationship with Paul
Well, see, Trisha
was at that level.
She also picked out a neck pillow that I use in the car all the time that's soft and special, too.
No,
I like who he dates. We have to be nice to her.
Oh, hey,
she gets
whatever.
Me good presents.
There you go. Well, she's got, you know, she's got that cash cow Paul underneath his
right,
thumb.
Exactly.
So there you go. All right, coming back. I don't know. We got stuff in. Oh, I know. Things we no longer do thanks to technology. We started to go down that road yesterday, and then I went nuts with my OCD on the drone, which, by the way, the drone is down, and you can see it all on Facebook Live. I Facebook Live it. Go to our Q page, and you can watch all of it.
You're OCD about this show.
What do you mean?
You are. You have to have certain things done. Like,
oh, yeah,
you
I have to have my stack of
done.
Stuff here, and that's got to be there, and that
yeah,
has to be there.
And
my
little mic
condom's got to be down there.
Yeah, and before the end of the show, certain things and bits and stuff have to be done. Like, they have to. We got to get them in.
Well, we try to. We don't always, though. Like yesterday, we didn't get to that.
I know, but see, it bugs you, though, doesn't it?
No, not really, because we were having so much fun. Always overrules everything. When it comes to the show.
Always trumps the OCD.
It does. There's certain things that I think I, you know, want to do and get through, and then all of a sudden we go down a different path, and I'll go that road all day. That I'm not OCD about that at all. You have something to add over there, Paula? Because I see you're coming
no,
in
I'm
here.
I'm just getting prepped for an interview, that's all.
Wow, look at Paul do his job. It's kind of sexy. All right, but first, before we do any of that here at 9 o'clock, what was he doing?
Lifting his shirt up.
Don't do that. Oh,
look at how white that
very attractive.
T-shirt is.
That is very white.
Well, it's
right.
Bet you it's got pit stains, though. It's too white for that. All right, Denny Schaefer, Stem Cell International. If you saw me out playing golf yesterday, you noticed something. I'm not wearing the knee braces. Why? Because, well, I had treatment, stem cell treatment, at Stem Cell International right here in Toledo. You know, back in the day, you used to have to travel out of the country, go to Europe, go to Mexico, and you had to be rich, like Peyton Manning and Kobe Bryant, some of these other rich athletes, and it used to cost tens of thousands of dollars to get the treatment that you can get done right here in Toledo. So there's two steps. If you're living with pain, there's another way, okay? And what price do you put on waking up, putting your feet on the floor, and not suffering in pain? Then, well, you have to determine what that is. Go to stemcellinternational.org. You'll see a list of things that they may be able to help you with. There's no guarantees, but I can tell you it worked for me. It worked for my little sister. It worked for my niece. And it's worked for dozens and dozens of people that have got treatment at Stem Cell International. Then give them a call. Dr. Nick Dumas is the CEO of Stem Cell International on Monroe Street. And he'll talk to you a free consultation by calling this number and setting it up. 419-214-1860. 214-1860. And when you call him, be sure to tell